Hey, good morning. My name is Tanola Oliver. I am with the ELA Foundation as the COO, as well as the host of the Making of the Mogul radio show and magazine. Thank you for joining me for this edition of the Making of the Mogul radio show. And so today I want to talk about the class that I'm running the continuous enrollment for the next 2 to 3 months. And that is the family budgeting class. The reason why it's so essential to take that class is because I will be addressing one of the topics from outliers within that particular class. And so, one of the budget lines that I've been referring to that I said that is really important and essential to family budgeting and family finances is entertainment and travel. And anybody that tells you that a budget should not have entertainment and travel, is totally misinformed about one of the topics that I'm about to introduce to you at a very surface level. If you purchase the textbook Outliers, the very last chapter of the Outliers literary work is totally dedicated to the subject of socioeconomics. Socioeconomics has a direct correlation to family budgets, line item, travel and entertainment. And so I'll provide just like a just a surface understanding and view of the topic. And I think it's important that we talk about it. However, I cannot admonish you enough. For $7 per month, you could become a part of the ELA Foundation. We are a conduit of information. We've been helping families and people to take their lives to the next level for many, many years. Small businesses, families, individuals, organizations, nonprofits, religious organizations. We've been doing the work for many, many years. And so when I utilize the topic of socioeconomics, I just want to bring redress without directly being disrespectful of any particular entity. I think social media has created this 3 degrees of separation between everyone, but there is a component that most people miss, and that is the lines of demarcation as it relates to socioeconomics, right? And so there is this phenomenon in the world where people have this, people who don't have the expertise and who have not been in the industry, right? Serving any amount of demographics or populations of people, and have not been taught and studied and showed themselves approved in industries. There has been this topic of build your own table, right? And people have been doing whatever they want to do with nominal respect and honor for the next individual, in an attempt to build their own table, right? And to build a name for themselves. I was in a room, I'm going to give you an example of this. There is a big wig in the music industry, in the New York geographical region. I was in a room, okay, and somebody, and it was a female, wasn't a male, was simply made a comment about how beautiful somebody's daughters were. And for me, right, it was a compliment. I didn't see anything wrong with it. Somebody spoke up and said, don't say anything about his children, right? And then the person proceeded to say it was a compliment. The other person proceeded and said, don't, right? That is an example of social economics. And it is the piece and the component that has been missing out of what people feel is this 3 degrees of separation as it relates to social media. I'm going to provide to you another example of social economics. A lot of people, I don't think it was a coincidence that I started to do this research about Curtis 50 Cent Jackson. Like, literally, the information just kept filtering its way towards me. Like, it was almost a gravitational pull, right? And then the next thing you know, he was visiting this particular region, and it sparked my interest more. And just one thing led to another, and before you knew it, I was writing a book about Curtis 50 Cent Jackson. There are behaviors of outliers and experiences of outliers that make them the differentiator. It is the thing that creates those lines of demarcation that people at average don't have an understanding, right? So does Curtis 50 Cent Jackson have his own table now? Absolutely. But at some point in his life, he pulled up a chair respectfully to the table of Eminem, right? He pulled up a table and he pulled up a chair to Eminem's table and he pulled up a chair respectfully. This notion, this paradigm, this construct of build your own table at the expense of anyone else's is a level of ignorance. And I say that because there is this invisible thing that is known as social economics that operates at the higher levels of functionality that will not allow you to disrespectfully pull your resources by stepping on another individual and per se build your own table at anybody else's expense. And so when I talk about outliers and the chapter on social economics, it is probably, and like I said, I've written, this is my 11th book. I haven't published all of them, but this is the 11th one. And one of my mentors said it was probably one of the most profound literary works to to be produced in this particular time period as it relates to understanding the constructs of how we function as a people in society. And so when we talk about people who are outliers, we are talking about people who have an understanding and have had the experiences that cultivate personalities, character, a sense of integrity and morals at a level that is beyond average. When I talk about the dynamic, the personality, and the brand of Curtis 50 Cent Jackson as an outlier, I would be remiss not to talk about socioeconomics, right? The socioeconomics in New York City, the socioeconomics on the West Coast, and its direct correlation to the rest of the world is a dynamic that I don't think anyone can articulate in any short period of time. And so when we talk about Curtis 50 Cent Jackson and my interest and this gravitational pull towards his brand, and who he is as a businessman, and the blueprint that he has created for success, you unequivocally have to purchase Outliers. One of the things that people maybe know or maybe don't know about Curtis 50 Cent Jackson, when he went on the, I want to say the Get Rich or Die Trying tour. I don't know if you... So, Tony Yayo is a gentleman who is part of, I think what most people would refer to as part of 50 Cent's entourage. However, again, I'm talking about it at a very surface level. So I'm avoiding saying some things because really you need to purchase Outliers, right? And so some people will refer to Tony Yayo as part of his entourage. You hear some of the you've heard some of the disgruntled situations surrounding 50 Cent, and it always, so he has the type of reputation and the business prowess around him that when somebody attacks him from after I've done the research, when somebody attacks him or makes a comment about money as it relates to Curtis 50 Cent Jackson, it is my knee-jerk reaction to say that person is wrong, right? I think it was Omar who left the Power franchise because he wanted more money, right? Omar is an amazing actor, and I'm sure 50 is wishing him much success. But Curtis 50 Cent Jackson created that brand, right? And sometimes I think it misses consciousness of what all is associated with when you connect yourself to a machine like Curtis 50 Cent Jackson, the totality of what that looks like and what that feels like. And so people have been laughing and making jokes, right, about the amount of time and energy I've spent in this project as it relates to Outliers and just pulling together a better understanding of the professional profile of Curtis 50 Cent Jackson. When Curtis was on his Get Rich or Die Trying tour, one of the artists from his quote-unquote entourage, Tony Yayo, and you can Google him, you'll find some interviews with him, and he's talking about 50. Tony Yayo was incarcerated during that tour. Curtis 50 Cent Jackson paid him for every show that was performed for the Get Rich or Die Trying tour. Despite the fact that he was incarcerated, 50 treated it like it was PTO time. So when Tony Yayo returned home from incarceration, his paycheck was there and in his bank account. The level of social economics that created for Curtis 50 Cent Jackson, and that's just one example, right? I'm going to say this, and I'm going to end today's episode. You better learn how to respectfully pull up a chair to somebody else's table and to be a part of something that is much bigger than you because of the social economics, and not always the money comes. Do you hear what I'm telling you? The money will follow. When you establish principles of honor and respect, and you build a brand of how you do business with people, the money follows. Where people miss the mark and where people don't understand is the socioeconomics, right? Ain't nobody running up on 50 Cent nowhere. Do you hear what I'm saying? Ain't nobody running up on Tony Yayo nowhere, right? Because he's plugged in to the socioeconomics of what Curtis 50 Cent Jackson has built, right? There are infrastructures, invisible infrastructures, that have intertwined and connected this entire United States that operate at the higher levels of functionality. You better learn how to respectfully pull up a chair to somebody else's table and do the work. Because of the socioeconomics. I just told you a story at the beginning that I was in a room that they cautioned an individual from even mentioning somebody's daughters in a positive demeanor, right? That's socioeconomics. the invisible rules of engagement at higher levels that social media has created a false sense of security that everybody is approachable and that you can just build your own table at the expense of somebody else's. My name is Tanola Oliver. I am the COO of Elect Leadership Foundation. I am also the host of the Making of the Mogul radio show and magazine. The CIO of Elect Leadership Foundation is Wilton Oliver. And I want to say congratulations to Wilton and to the entire graduating class of 2023. You can become a part of the ELA Foundation by subscribing for $7 per month. If you would like to be a part of the Outliers art exhibition or a part of the Black Barbie and Black Ken exhibition, you can email me at electleadershipacademy@gmail.com or tanola.oliver@electleadershipacademy. You can also send a love offering to the foundation to continue to help us to travel and to continue to be a plethora of information and providing financial education to the populations and demographics of individuals we serve at Cash App $SALTROOM. Until we see each other again, live in the overflow. Peace.